More than half of the baby bottles on the Australian market have measurement markings that are missing or just plain wrong. It's a situation that infant health experts say could be life-threatening, and they're calling on the government to put in place an enforceable national standard, as Alison Branley reports.
The innovative baby bottle with a breast-like nipple, which allows your baby to move between breast and bottle with ease.
There's dozens of baby bottles on the market that make a myriad of claims.
Are as soft as skin and have an anti-colic and anti-gas system.
But there's one key thing many are getting wrong: basic measurement.
So most brands had at least one bottle that had at least one inaccurate marking. And there wasn't a relationship between price and accuracy.
Associate Professor Carleen Gribble from the University of Western Sydney has found more than half of baby bottles sold in Australia have missing or inaccurate measurements. Researchers bought the entire range of infant feeding bottles available for sale here. That's more than 90 different bottles. They found one in five bottles were so inaccurate they would fail European standards.
So they varied. But one of the bottles, one of the markings on that bottle was 40% out. So that meant that a marker that was 100 mil was actually measuring at 60 mils. So infant formula has instructions on making up formula to particular volumes. And so in addition to having a lot of bottles that had inaccurate markings, there were also a lot of bottles that had missing markings, which means that parents would have to guess which volume of water to put in to make up. If parents don't have bottles that allow them to measure water accurately, then they're not able to make it up accurately.
And it could have serious health ramifications for babies and infants.
Well, it's a problem because babies are very vulnerable and they have very specific nutritional needs. So infant formula is a very regulated product in order to protect those babies, because it's actually a type of tissue replacement. It's not just an ordinary food. Well, at the most extreme end, it could be life-threatening in particular circumstances with a very young baby, perhaps it's been sick with diarrhoea. Having very concentrated infant formula could actually result in that baby becoming seriously ill and potentially dying. For most babies, that's not likely to be the problem, but it would result in problems like constipation, problems like exacerbation of reflux, and it could even contribute to obesity because it can result in additional calories being added into the formula. Without a doubt, there will have been babies that have been affected. But I doubt very much that it's been linked back to the bottle that was being used, because it's just not something that people consider.
Paediatric dietitian Rebecca Fisher from the Children's Hospital at Westmead says the study is a worry.
The younger the child, the less developed their kidneys are, and also the less developed their gut is. So they're likely to develop more intolerances. So they could be more unsettled. It could be causing absorption issues. So if it's too concentrated, their body may not be able to absorb it, and putting pressure on the kidneys as well. I would hope that the bottles were following some sort of standard and it was more regulated, which obviously it's not. So that's something we can't take for granted anymore.
Researchers found 6% of bottles claimed to adhere to Australian standards, even though such standards don't exist. Associate Professor Gribble says that needs to change.
It means having a proper Australian standard, and it also means having a standard that has an enforcement and monitoring capacity within it to make sure that they're actually following the rules.
In a statement, Standards Australia says it would welcome the opportunity to work with stakeholders on the issue. In the meantime, experts say if parents have doubts, they can weigh liquids on a scale to get an accurate reading.
Alison Branley with that report.